Welcome to the VPR Cafe. I'm Rick Singeri. I'm not a great cook, but I enjoy cooking and do all right in the kitchen. It comes from learning from my mom, my sister, and my grandmother while I was in high school. Well, some high school kids in Plainfield are acquiring some of these same skills, and here to tell us about them is Melissa Passanen, who writes for the Savervore section of the Burlington Free Press. Melissa, welcome back to the VPR Cafe.
Delicious to be here, Rick.
You visited a new school based at Goddard College in Plainfield. What's going on there?
So this is, it's called the Central Vermont High School Initiative, and it's a new school that's Waldorf-based. So, you know, obviously different than the public school system. And kind of parent-driven, although they do have Waldorf educators as part of the team. And I was there because part of what the students do every week is they cook a meal for their fellow students with the chef owner of Kismet Restaurant in Montpelier, Crystal Maderia. And so the day I was there, she was working with a team of three students to make that lunch.
What kind of skills are they learning?
So it's kind of part of the whole Waldorf method, and I'm not going to get into that because I am not an expert. But there was a young woman on that team, Isabel Taylor, who's 16. And the way she explained, I said, well, kind of how is your school different? And she said, it's more like a holistic way of learning, taking what you learn and applying it. Like there's more to school than just sitting in a classroom.
Wow, that's a neat approach.
Yeah, so I think a lot of what they do, as I said, although I'm not going to speak for the Waldorf overall philosophy, but is getting your hands dirty, doing whatever it is you're trying to learn.
And they're learning about where the food comes from. So what do they learn there?
Yeah, so it's more than just that. I mean, as Crystal said, she is a chef, but she's also done studies on nutrition and health. And she believes that food can be a way to learn about science, about art, about all those things. So nutrition is an important thing, something that they have sort of in their curriculum, things they want to cover for the students. So preparing it, learning about the nutrition, learning about where it comes from, learning about serving it to other people, about sharing food, all of those things are very important to this program. So specifically, I walked in and they were churning grass-fed cream from Butterworks Farm in Westfield into butter. So Crystal was explaining to the students how it's, you can see the cream is very golden. It has, that means it has more vitamin K, which is good for you in this kind of way. And then also just the churning of the cream into butter is a chemistry lesson in and of itself.
Of course.
So, and then the students even sculpted the butter after they had pressed all the water out into these beautiful shapes. So then they were, you know, getting an art lesson almost. So yeah, it was really multi-dimensional.
This is the VPR Cafe. I'm Rick Singeri. With me today is Melissa Passanen of the Burlington Free Press. We're talking about Central Vermont High School, where kids are learning to cook. Melissa, how often do they cook and who gets to enjoy their cooking?
Of the students, you know, as I said, a team of three or so cooks once a week. It was Thursdays. I think it'll still be Thursdays. And they do it for their community, the community of students and the teachers. And then they invite some guests. So it might be parents. It might be random journalists who stop by. Or the Goddard College campus where they're renting space might have other people on it for an event. So they sometimes have those folks come over. So it's definitely about preparing a meal to share with your community.
And what was being served the day you dropped in?
Oh, yummy stuff. So in addition to the butter that they fresh churned, that went on really delicious bread that had been donated by Elmore Mountain Bread, I believe. And then they made a salad. It's all seasonal. It's kind of what it is coming in, either donated by other parents, community members, or what they purchased some stuff too. So they had a delicious crispy salad, a crunchy wintry salad of cabbage, apple, turnips, and then they roasted some curried tofu to go on top of that. They deal with a lot of different food needs. I think everything is always available, vegetarian, usually vegan, gluten-free, et cetera, et cetera. They just have like the bread on the side, that kind of thing. And then they made a kale pesto with kale that had come out of one of the students' family's garden. And then they had hard-cooked eggs. one of the fun things I got to see was Isabel, who I mentioned before, was tasked with making a dressing, a vinaigrette for the salad. And she explained to me how Crystal had previously taught them that a dressing, you don't need a recipe. You need something salty, something sweet, something sour, and something spicy. And then, of course, you need some oil to pull it all together. And so she said, Crystal just said, go to the fridge, find something in each of those categories, and then you figure out the balance. And so, like anybody who, you know, wants to follow a recipe, I think Isabel was a little thrown off, but she did it and it came out great.
What kind was it?
She had made a great one. Her favorite one she said she'd ever made by going to the fridge and picking out things was one which used apricot jam, which had sort of the sweet and tart in it, and mustard for spicy and tamari for salty, and then olive oil to pull it all together. And that actually sounds like a great combination to me. I should try that.
Why do you think it's a good thing to learn these skills at this age?
One of the things Crystal said, and I completely agree, I've tried to teach my own two teenage, well, one's 20 now, but my own two boys to cook a little bit, is it's just one of those skills that's good to have, you know, to be able to feed yourself on something that you actually make, even if it's just something simple. You know, Crystal said it really comes down to giving them tools to be confident adults. It's just one of those things that it's good to know how to do, you know, and also to help develop their palates. That was another thing to make them, or not make them, but expose the kids to things that they might not normally try at home. And I heard that. I sat at the end of the table with, you know, a group of about six young people, and they weren't all excited about this meal, but they all tasted it. And a couple of them were like, wow, this is a lot better than I thought it was going to be. And they all agreed that it was really, they love the tradition of the community meal. Another young woman, also 16, Mary Perchlick, said, you know, it's a community meal in every sense of the word. Not only do we make it, but it's open to the community and the food is provided by the community. So it was just a lovely little vignette of things that are going on with young people that just really felt positive.
Melissa Passanen writes for the Save a Voice section of the Burlington Free Press. Melissa, thanks for joining us this morning at the VPR Cafe.
It was fun to be here, Rick.